Hi, Mom.
Hi, Gene.
All right, we have a good episode this week. I did with Jared Goldstein, Wheatgrass Shot.
I never heard of it.
You never heard of a wheatgrass shot?
Nope, in my entire life, never heard of it.
Wow, we're going to have a lot of things to talk about then. I'm going to call you back and we're going to get you on the podcast after I talk to Jared Goldstein. But right now, we're going to start the show.
I never had a plum or tuna fish.
Baby, no!
Let me try some new exciting dish.
Baby, no!
Bok choy, collard greens, pad thai. So many foods I haven't tried. I'm kinda scared to eat them. I won't lie! Hey, let me tell you!
To Baby Mouth. I'm Jimmy Smagula. Follow me on Instagram at Jimmy Smagula. Follow the podcast on Instagram at Baby Mouth Pod if you're enjoying the podcast. And you probably are if you're listening. Send me some money on Venmo. Support the podcast. Venmo at Jimmy Smagula. You can also push the link in the link tree. I have a little link tree link on both of the Instagrams. My Instagram, the podcast Instagram. You can send me money that way. You don't have to send a lot of money. Just send me a little something. Show your support. Let's keep the podcast going. This week, wheatgrass. Now, I don't like a lot of green things, so already I'm having some anxiety. Looking at this, it's like a test tube. They put it in like a science class vial. So I don't have high hopes, but it's probably really good for me because our guest this week, he's very put together. They are an extremely funny person. They're performing all over the country. I'm so happy. And I was shocked that they said yes, because I thought they're never going to want to come on my little podcast. Jared Goldstein. Jared, welcome to Baby Mouth.
Jared is here.
Jared, did I do like a weird accent with your Long Island?
No, I love it. That's my home accent. That
I
is
know. Your 516
the one true code. Way, the one true pronunciation.
Did Jared. You grow up on Long Island?
I did, and Brooklyn.
Oh, your parents, your family grew up. You grew up in Brooklyn.
We started there when I was six. We moved to Long Island. Oh, my parents have since moved to Staten Island, if you can believe it.
Whoa. Staten Island. I've never actually been on land. I've taken the free ferry from Manhattan to, which is great, by the way. If you're planning on going to New York, and I hope you are, you know, the pandemic, we're cresting, we're falling. It's almost over. Go to New York, see some shows, and take the free Staten Island ferry from Manhattan to Staten Island. You don't even have to get off the boat. It'll take you right back. You get the best view of Staten Island, of the Statue of Liberty, the best view of Manhattan, and you don't have to step foot onto Staten Island. Now, have you visited your parents in Staten Island?
I have.
What's it like?
It's a nice place. Yeah. It has a reputation.
Yeah. It's a very conservative town.
Oh, yeah. 92% voted for the tea man.
The orange man. Yeah.
The big tea.
Horrible orange man.
Fortunately, my parents did not. Not to dox my parents' voting record.
Yes. Let's pull it up here, actually. I have it. 92. Looks like they went for Clinton.
Yes. But their house is really cute. Their house is cute.
And I think something interesting about you is that you were a Broadway child performer.
I really was.
That is crazy.
Still what? Am to this day.
You still are a Broadway child performer. Now, what shows were you in as a kid? Let's just get it all out there.
Okay, so it was just one. But that'll qualify you.
Oh, yeah. You're in
yes.
the club.
Yes, so it was a Christmas Carol at Madison Square Garden, and I did it for 2 years.
And who did that star? Who was the star of the Christmas Carol?
The first year, it was F. Murray Abraham.
Oh, my God. Now, I heard stories. I was going to say, I heard stories that he brings his Oscar wherever he goes.
He did. I didn't know that till just now, but he did bring his Oscar for everyone to kind of play with.
Yes, yes. You can go to his dressing room and play with his Oscar. Nowadays, yeah. I don't know if you could get away with doing that. But back in the day when you were a youngster, did you go into his room and hold the Oscar?
No, he put it out in the middle of like backstage.
Whoa, that's trusting.
And just left it there. And it was for anyone. And it was, you could tell it was really worn. It was like kind of, it was almost bronze and like dinged up.
Because he brings it everywhere.
Yeah. And I remember like, we were like, oh, let's go play with his Oscar. So we went over and it was like, it was really underwhelming because it looked like a prop. Like, yeah. I don't even think about it until we talk about it now. And I go, oh, I guess that is funny and interesting, but it's amazing. Never think about it. Yeah. Look, I've seen so many goddamn Oscars in my time.
Oh, I know.
I can't even remember. You expect me to remember one time I touched an Oscar? Honey, I'm touching them every day. Every freaking day. Oh, I can't leave the house without walking into a frickin' Oscar.
Oh, it was a mistake having you on. I mean, if you go to Jared's Instagram, you'll see all of the famous people, all of the good-looking Hollywood.
I'm sick of all of them. I want to say that.
Are you detached?
Yes. I'm done.
Who was the second year of Christmas Carol? Because F. Murray Abraham with the Oscar.
Was Jim Dale, the voice. He does a lot of things, but he also does the voice of the Harry Potter audiobooks.
Excellent actor.
Yeah. And such a nice guy. Oh my God. The nicest man. Wow. We, the kids had a reunion, 2 months after the show ended. Who needs a reunion? 2 month reunion. Yeah, ridiculous.
2 months, I mean,
but we had one. Jim Dale came.
Oh, that's so sweet. How old were you?
I was 13 to 15.
And so after that was over, were you like, now I want to be on, I want to be in more shows and I want to be in Broadway shows? Or were you done? Because it's rare that a child actor, and obviously you were very talented, you had the talent to get into that show, and then you never did another show?
Well, I did one more show, but I was fired from it. And then I never worked again.
So you never, so you got fired, and did that end your, were you like, fuck this, I'm fired,
kind of.
I'm 13, I'm
I mean,
15.
I kept trying.
Yeah,
at that point I was like 17 and I kept trying, and basically my voice changed and puberty hit me like
a. You have a deep speaking voice, way deeper than mine.
Thank you.
You have kind of a resonant, I mean, you're holding this enormous microphone, which is also just really giving you a resonance that I'm enjoying. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's got lights on it that is sparkling.
Yeah. A Fin Dom Pay Pig sent this to me.
Pay Pig?
That's what they're called.
What is that, Joe? I've never heard that
just
term
like
before.
A supportive man on the internet.
You have supportive men on the internet?
At one point, I did. I mean, it wasn't a regular thing, but.
Wow. I didn't. I mean, of course,
I say yes, you know?
I just said, send me money. This is the first season. You know, I didn't do that in season one, and now I'm asking people for money, which feels weird, but also wonderful. Now, what are you drinking? Because I keep seeing you drink this like brownish kind of, it doesn't look appealing.
I wanted to join you in solidarity. No, this is carrot and celery juice in a pink glass.
Oh, I would like that carrot and celery juice.
It is really good. It is really good. But it is a juice for health.
Yes. And now, so with wheatgrass, which I am. So let me just tell you, first of all. So, you know, it's the day of the podcast and I'm like, okay, let me go get the wheatgrass. This will be so easy. There's a Jamba Juice. Not too far away. I'll just
interesting.
Go to Jamba Juice. Well, because it's the closest. You know, we live on the east side. We're in Highland Park. So it's like, there's not like a ton of stuff. There's not like a juicing, you know, we're not big juicers over here on the east side.
Gotcha.
You know, it's not a community of juicers.
When did you get the juice?
Well, so I went to the Jamba Juice and I walk in. There's one girl. First of all, I called ahead. No one's answering. There's one gal working at the Jamba Juice. She's making something, but there's no one else in the place. So I guess they do mobile orders or something at Jamba Juice. I don't know. I guess you can order your strawberry smoothie ahead of time. And I'm in there and she's making something and she says, I'll be right with you. And then she goes back to her phone call with her friend. And she's talking away on the phone with her friend.
That was me.
Was it you talking to her saying,
don't give
the man the wheatgrass?
Yeah.
And finally I said, excuse me, I just want to know, do you have wheatgrass? We don't have wheatgrass. And now Well, she said, we don't have wheatgrass right now.
Oh, you know, I have gotten wheatgrass shots at Jamba Juice, but it's every time you don't really know what you're going to get.
Oh, interesting.
And they always, it's the kind of thing you ask and they always they kind of stare at you.
Yeah.
And then they have to go check.
Oh, she was
so
annoying.
What they do there. It's not really what they do.
I gave them a bad review on Yelp because she was not nice. And like, I know people are swamped and I know help is limited right now. Everyone, you know what I mean? There's not a lot of people working. I get it, but don't be rude and say, we don't have that. And then I just inquired additionally because I love oatmeal. I love oatmeal, Jared. I like to eat it in the morning. And I thought, oh, this could be a place where once a week, maybe I'll come get oatmeal. And I said, oh, okay. No wheatgrass. Do you have oatmeal? We don't have oatmeal at this location. I said, good luck. And I turned and walked out. And I left her a bad review in my car before I shoved off to Creation in Silver Lake. Now, Creation Juices is a very fancy schmancy. It has a little place for people to sit outside. Have you ever been to Creation with the K?
I have.
Okay.
Great broth.
They don't have wheatgrass. They don't have it.
You need to go to like an old-timey, normal-ass juice place.
She looked at me like I asked her for a sausage and pepper sandwich when I said, do you have wheatgrass? It was like I was asking her for a pork belly sandwich. It was like, I'm in a juice. This is literally an organic juice.
But also Creation, they're not, they are, they do juice on site, but they're another one. They're kind of, it's kind of more about the prepackaged.
She was rude to me. I have to say, Creation people, if you're listening, I'm not happy with you.
I think I've gotten a wheatgrass shot at a Creation, but maybe it can be tough.
This is a Silver Lake Creation on Sunset. I don't know if that's close to you or what the deal is, but it was not.
I went to one in West Hollywood and I would get wheatgrass shots on occasion.
I was excited because I've read on Dumois Instagram that like a lot of celebrities go to Creation. So I was like, maybe I'll see a celebrity. Not only did I not see a celebrity, the girl was rude. Now, I have not yet left them a bad review, but I might.
You know, I was once in a Yelp review referred to as my gay waiter, which felt hurtful. I mean, it's very true. It's accurate. It's just a simple fact. But I think I would have preferred, male waitress.
Was it a bad review on your service?
I can't remember. I mean, I've certainly gotten them.
Were you a bad waiter?
No, I think I was a really good waiter, actually. Yeah. I'd really give it my all. But you know, it's like, it was such a high volume job that like, you know, it's like you have a great experience with 99 people. And
yeah,
then Bradley Cooper comes in.
Right. With his crew from Philly or wherever he's from. Yeah. I could never be a waiter.
I've had no experiences with Bradley Cooper. That was simply a Star Is Born joke. Bradley Cooper, please, Bradley Cooper, do not misconstrue my words.
He's
Mr.
very
Cooper.
Litigious. He's very litigious. So you may be getting served with papers by the end of this podcast.
Ugh.
I'm also kidding. I don't know if he's litigious or not. I've only heard he's a lovely man.
He seems like him.
So I wound up then getting back to my car and going on Yelp again. And going to a place called Nature Well. Do you know of Nature Well? It's on Sunset in Silver Lake. I called them. Lovely gal answered. I said, she said, yes. I said, you do? She said, yes. Because at this point, I'm like traumatized. Like I'm asking for like, you know, I don't know, a lithium battery, some like obscure, like some the Mars rover. Like, do you have a part for the Mars rover? Like, it's a fucking wheatgrass shot. I'm in Los Angeles. You can't find one. Okay. Not only can you, could I not
They're
find one?
They're 90s. Wheatgrass shots are like a thing of the past.
I guess so. But you suggested it. So now, do you enjoy a wheatgrass shot? What is the, why did you choose wheatgrass shot?
Okay. So my history with wheatgrass shots, I started in college. Okay. There was just, like I said, just a brick and mortar, normal ass juice place that would do wheatgrass shots. And I was in college. I didn't really know much. My health journey was only just beginning and I didn't know. And it just, that kind of seemed like, oh, that seems really healthy. So I got one and it was like the most disgusting thing I ever tried in my whole life. But then also you have to remember it's like, you, like this is an 18-year-old who's like used to like drinking Mountain Dew.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I got used to it and I realized I was trying to chase it with all these other drinks. Mm-hmm. And I realized the best thing to do is to chase it with just water. Just chase it with water. And then if you really need to, throw a piece of Orbit peppermint gum into your mouth. Mm-hmm. And then you're kind of rolling. It's like a tuck and roll.
Tuck and
Wheatgrass
roll.
Shot, glass of water, Orbit peppermint gum.
Oh, I wish you told me that. Because what I have to chase this with is my go-to Diet Coke. I always have Diet Coke on hand.
I don't know if you want to do that. It might ruin Diet Coke for you.
Oh my God. But why did, so wait, so you don't actually enjoy wheatgrass shot?
Well, here's the thing. Later in my health journey, I now realize that wheatgrass shots are actually incredibly sweet.
Really?
They're kind of shockingly sweet. And if you look it up, that's like a part of it. Like it's like, cause there's lots, it's all natural sugar,
right.
But it is, it's like, it's so sweet. It'll like make your mouth. I thought it was just disgusting greens.
Yeah.
No, it's actually so sweet. That's a part of why you're going when you drink it.
What I found interesting and extremely anxiety producing was that I went to the counter, the lovely guy at this place, Nature Well, thank you for being kind and nice and having the wheatgrass, Nature Well. I said, wheatgrass shot? He said, no problem. He said, a single or a double? I said, I'll take a double because why not, you know? And he just went to a square of grass that was in dirt, like you would get at the
yes.
Home Depot to put
yes.
like on your lawn, you know?
Yes.
And he pulled all this grass out, put it into a juicer.
No. It's not into a juicer.
It looked like a juicer.
It's into a completely different machine that,
you're kidding.
To my knowledge, only juices wheatgrass.
No way.
Which is why a lot of places don't have it.
Interesting.
It's its own thing. And it's the thing is metal. It looks like a metal
yes,
faucet.
Yes, it did.
And they sort of shove the grass into the faucet, and it just squeezes it, and all this juice comes out. And I think it's a physically taxing to do it.
Oh my God.
And it doesn't produce a lot of juice,
wow.
So it's expensive
yeah.
and it's annoying.
It's
like ordering tea at a restaurant.
It was,
you know?
Like $6 for a double, and it's a lot of, like, I'm not going to probably drink this whole vial of it.
Let me see it. Show me.
All right.
That you could split that into two, and I actually recommend that you do. Put it in the fridge, though. Is that room temperature?
Well, I only got it like an hour and a half ago, so I haven't refrigerated yet. It's still good. It's going to be good. Why?
No, it's good. It's just going to hurt. It's going to hurt going down if it's warm.
Now, how often do you have a wheatgrass shot?
I never do anymore.
Because you really do have great skin. And great
thank you,
hair.
But also,
you know what I mean? Like, you look like a healthy human being.
Thank you. That's going to, wheatgrass, your skin is going to be so soft. If you break it up into two, have one today, one tomorrow, by Wednesday, you will see and feel an absolute difference in the skin on your fucking face.
Kidding.
It's incredible.
Now, listen, I'll tell you a quick gossipy story. I did a show with a celebrity, and he was obsessed with my skin. He was also like, very flirty, very, very flirty with me.
Oh,
but he would
God.
Always say, oh, it's because you have, and he would touch my face with his million-dollar hands, his million-dollar
oh my God.
Celebrity hands, and say, I know, but I enjoyed it. It wasn't like a harassment at all situation. I'm not coming
yes.
out at all. I enjoyed it. I reciprocated. I probably touched his celebrity face with my hand, but he would always say what nice skin I had.
Can you mouth the celebrity?
Did you get that?
Wow.
You got it?
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Oh my God. I'm screaming.
Really?
Wow.
I'm going to try this.
Okay. I recommend you get a glass of water. Or maybe don't. Maybe just really suffer for the sake of your audience. Really.
Listen,
just suffer through it.
Last season I did oysters. I did sardines. It was hell. The sardines. You ever had a sardine?
I have. And they can be really good, but sometimes they're kind of dry and thick. And that's kind of tough.
I was shocked when I opened the tin and I was looking at scales.
Yeah.
Like fish. They don't prepare. There's nothing. It looked like they just caught them out of the ocean and put them in a tin and were like, here you go.
That's
not,
what happens.
That's not for me. Do you eat a lot of fish?
I have been eating more fish than
Are you
I
a
ever
baby
have.
Mouth or not so much?
No, not a baby mouth. I mean, I'm a bit of a, like a, what's the word? Like a bit of like a fussy mouth, you know? But not a baby mouth. Like I like most food. Like my feeling is like they put it on a plate. It's probably good. I also don't like to be like fussy about like when people kind of squirm over types of meat. I'm like, don't do that.
Wow.
Like just eat the meat. You know, it's like just because it's not the meat you know doesn't mean that it's somehow
wow.
yucky. So I like to be adventurous with my eating, but I also can be really particular. I like to like try, you know, like sort of like elimination diets, and I like to kind of dip my toe in and out of, you know.
Ooh. Is there anything you won't eat? Are there certain things you're like, I will never have that
cheese
again?
Cheese. I did give up cheese kind of forever. Your jaw dropped.
Cheese. I didn't expect you to say cheese.
cheese?
I can have a like a Parmesan, like a hard cheese is okay. But soft cheeses, I've parted ways for good. And I've never looked back.
Really?
Pizza's tough. I'll be honest and I'll be real. But I'll say this too. Most pizza is bad. But the best pizzas, I will like kind of gnaw around the crust.
Oh my God.
Get like a basil leaf and kind of try to pretend, but I don't like to have too much cheese.
What
at all,
kind of what pizza any. Do you enjoy in LA? You said most pizza's bad. Do you enjoy a pizza in LA?
I don't think I've no, not really.
Tassano?
No. I don't know what that is.
Okay, I'm gonna take you out for pizza. Do you like pizza? You can't eat it.
No, I just
cheese.
Told you I don't want pizza.
Okay, don't yell at me.
You're not listening.
I'm listening. No, you said
all you do is talk on this podcast.
Jared,
you never listen.
You know, this was a huge mistake. Jared, you said to me most pizza is bad. You didn't say yeah. I don't like pizza.
That's true. No, I love it. I mean, that's the thing. It's like food is good.
Now
like,
we love
food
it.
Is good. That's why they make food. It's good. Like no one's making like diarrhea covered in rats.
No,
you know?
But
like,
now you don't want to go for pizza.
I'll go for anything else. Literally anything else.
Oh my God. All right, I'm going to open this wheatgrass before we get into a huge fight, which I think we already have. We're going to have to figure a way to reconcile.
We'll edit it out.
No, I'm keeping that in. This podcast is going to ruin you, Jared Goldstein.
Yeah.
Everybody go unfollow Jared Goldstein on Instagram.
It all did right. Sound like you said go and follow.
No, go unfollow. No, Jared, come on. All right. I'm going to open this up and smell it first.
I don't recommend that.
Well, I got to smell, you know, I got to give it the whole, true. This is what this podcast is about. It's about trying new things, opening my mind, giving it a wheatgrass shot.
It looks like something from the Ninja Turtles.
Okay. All right. This is interesting. It does smell like,
grass.
It smells like football practice to me when I was in sixth grade and didn't want to play football and wanted to be in tap class instead. That's what it smells like. So
it literally smells like a lawn. It's very interesting.
Bullies and masculinity and things that I did not want to partake in as a child.
You think all greens smell the same and then you smell wheatgrass and you go, oh no, this smells like grass from like high school. That's a good
yeah, it smells
reference.
Like the lawn. But you know what is interesting? It does smell sweet. I do
it's
smell
so sweet.
The sweetness. Yeah. It's a very strong smell. You know what I mean? It's not a light. It's a real. And it's definitely something that I don't want to taste.
Yes.
But I'm going to taste it. Now, listen, if you enjoy wheatgrass or you've tasted wheatgrass, write into babymouthpodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you in your own wheatgrass experiences. I'm going to taste this now. Wheatgrass shot with Jared Goldstein, whose numbers on Instagram are plummeting as we speak. Here we go. Wish me luck.
He's raising.
Oh, wait. Before I taste it, I didn't taste it yet. I have one question for you, Jared.
Yes.
Should I try to drink this entire vial or just half of it? Like, because it's called a shot. So, like, am I doing like a tequila shot or like
that? That looks like a double.
It is a double.
And I think you'll get the most benefit to the skin on your face if you have a little today and a little tomorrow.
All right. So
drink half of it.
So I'm going to do a one, not a double. Okay. Here I go for real now. I keep putting this off, but I'm going to stop stalling. I'm going to eat this. I'm going to drink this wheatgrass shot. Jared Goldstein, very popular on Instagram. Here I go.
He's sipping the wheatgrass. He swallowed. He's like,
that's not
lips.
Bad.
That's
not bad.
It's not good.
That's not. You know what? It's sweet.
Yeah,
and
it's really
it's
sweet.
Not bad. That is shockingly not so bad. I thought that was going to be a horrible, horrible thing.
No.
It tastes, I can't even explain it. It definitely tastes like grass for sure.
Yeah.
It's sweet, but it also kind of just tastes good. I mean, I could drink the rest of this, but you'd think I should wait for tomorrow.
I think you should because, you know, it's health. It's about practice. It's about, you know, a little goes a long way. Regularity.
Getting into a habit.
Yeah. You don't need to, you know, blast wheatgrass one day. That's not going to help you.
And am I keeping this in the refrigerator overnight?
You definitely get that in the fridge. That's that.
That's really interesting. I have to tell you, that is shocking to me that I liked that.
Yeah. It's very odd. It's a very odd.
When's the last time you had a wheatgrass shot?
Years ago.
Interesting. And yet you
maybe
picked it for this podcast.
three, four years ago. Because I have a long history. I feel like it launched me into like a health journey, the wheatgrass shot.
Now, what else? What are you doing currently for your health? What are you eating currently that you would say is healthful? Are you doing something every day? Like, I know you just had the carrot and celery juice, so you obviously have some kind of juicer there that you're using.
Okay, right now what I'm doing for my health is I'm seeing a chiropractor.
Oh.
Which, you know, they've got a bad rep these days.
They do. I used to go to the Silver Lake chiropractor, Matt something.
I wasn't sure what to expect because we've heard a lot about anti-vax, them being anti-vax.
Oh, I didn't know that. You know, I never heard
that.
Yeah,
it's like a trend. There's like a trend of like chiropractors who are anti-vax, and they seem to be like this like, kind of pseudoscience, like, and they're like snake oil salesmen. But the guy that I saw is incredible. He's none of those things. He's like, also a lot of the people in this industry can be really difficult to interact with on a personal level.
Interesting.
There's a lot of kind of know-it-all finger wagging from the sort of like health of your body community, you know?
And the spiritual side of that too.
And the physical. Yeah. Oh my God, talk to a personal trainer. No one will talk down to you like a personal trainer.
I know.
Oh God. Well, what have you been doing? Oh, God. All of them. I don't like it.
True.
And this guy was nothing like that.
Oh.
This guy, he just had questions for me and he wanted to help. And he goes, And the thing that I needed help with was my freaking posture. Really? He was just like, you got to put your shoulders down and back and do that for 90 seconds, an hour a day. No, every hour.
Oh, I was going to say for 1 hour.
For 1 hour, 90 seconds every hour. I did it all day because I was desperate and I'm feeling better. And I went back and I was just so excited to go back and ask him more questions. And he's got me, I ordered a foam roller.
Oh, wow. You're in it to win it now.
I'm going to start foam rolling.
I have a foam roller because I have a little hip thing. I have a little hip thing and a little, what do they call that? The T-band or the some band? There's a band.
The T-bird.
Not the T-bird. That's not
the
it.
The T-bone.
Like the LT band or the TL.
LGBT.
The LGBTQIA plus band on the left side because I was in Phantom on Broadway and I wore a 50-pound costume and climbed this elephant, this fake
elephant. Wait, you were on Broadway too?
Jared, we already talked about this. You don't remember?
I don't remember. Jared. Also, why aren't you bragging about it like I do every day?
I did 7 Broadway shows in 11 years, Jared Goldstein.
What shows? And when?
Jared, oh God, this is not for the podcast. The Full Monty was my Broadway debut in 2000.
Incredible. I was on Broadway in 2001.
You were how old? 13.
No one knows. No
you
one
were
13
knows. 13 in 2001, so now we know how
it's
old.
I'm shrouded in mystery.
Then I did Man of La Mancha with Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Okay.
Did you see that one? No.
Here's the thing. I never saw any Broadway shows because, again, very Christian, very heterosexual, very mask.
Is that true when you were a kid,
no.
though? Were you? Oh.
No. Actually, that is true. And it has nothing to do with being gay or straight or any of that. I just didn't. We just didn't go. Like,
oh, that's a
my,
shame.
I had schoolwork to do. I don't know. Like, we just didn't go.
That's a shame. Phantom.
I never saw Les Mis and it would like make all the stage moms gasp.
I was on tour with Les Mis before COVID. We got shut down with COVID.
Wow. Who were you playing in Les Mis?
Thénardier, the master of the house.
I don't even know why I asked because I don't even know who that is.
You don't know Les Mis even?
I mean, I saw the movie.
Here's my question. You're a Broadway. You were on Broadway. Like I would imagine as a kid, you were taking singing lessons and dance. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know. I was taking singing lessons.
So weren't you obsessed with Broadway? Weren't you like listening to the cast albums of things?
No, literally, I just realized that I was good at singing. I told my mom and then she brought me to an open call for The Lion King to play Simba.
Oh my God.
And I almost got it. I didn't get it, but it was like crazy. It was like hundreds of kids auditioning and it came down to 3 of us. Yeah. So then like by the time, you know, we got that far, we just decided, okay, there's something here. Let's try it. And then I just started auditioning. Also similar with stand-up. I never cared about stand-up before I did it. And I never cared about Broadway before I started trying to be in music.
Wow. A friend of mine went to see Joel Kim Booster, who I'd love to have on my podcast. I emailed him. Didn't get a response, but you know, you never know.
Very busy man.
Well, he's busy because they said you opened up for him and you were wonderful.
Oh yeah, great. Yeah, that was just a couple days ago. It was really fun.
But you're not doing open mics anymore either.
Oh, I still am.
You
I still
are?
Am. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love them. It's like it's the culture. It's like it's your friends. You all go out together. You do it in groups. You like try your new material. Because also, I am a coward who needs to be liked. So I don't want to try new material on shows because I want those 10 minutes to go as well as possible. So I'd rather make my little mistakes in the dark private corners with my friends.
Yeah, the Ha Ha Comedy Club in Burbank or something.
Hey, I didn't say that, okay?
All right. I'm not slamming. I don't know
anything. But look, a fine establishment. And again, if Ha Ha is listening,
book Jared.
Hit me up. Book me.
I didn't see a lot of stand-up until I came to L.A. And I remember the first time that I went to a stand-up show in L.A. and the person brought a notebook out with them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is this bullshit? They're not memorized? Like, they're going to fucking read from a notebook? What is this? I didn't understand that, like, that's how it goes. Like, you're working out shit that you wrote down, and it's not like a, you know, special on Netflix where it's all kind of curated over time, and this is my best, like you said, my best 15 minutes. You're trying out shit at the bookstore in Eagle Rock.
Yeah. Also, Janine Garofalo famously brought a notebook on stage for her HBO special.
Interesting. Do you still feel kind of like crazy with the pandemic? Are you going out to restaurants to eat? Like, are you going inside restaurants to eat? Like, how are you kind of dealing with that? Do you go out to eat? Yeah. Do you cook a lot? What are you doing?
I do cook a lot. I used to like never go out to eat, but I've gone out to eat more these days.
Did you cook more in the beginning of the pandemic? Were you like cooking? Were
I've
you making
always
bread
really,
and all that
really
shit?
Cooked a lot. I've always really cooked a lot. And the thing is, I don't cook fancy. I don't like, it's not creative for me.
What do you cook? Give me like
healthy
a few
little things. Yeah, I'll give you a few. It's like always the same, basically the same things. In the morning, I'll make 4 eggs and 4 slices of turkey bacon, and I'll eat that with a rice cake. For lunch, and this is sort of where the variation comes in, but it's very limited. And this is just my at-home cook. I will cook a lot of meat, and it's either like pork or chicken or turkey. And then I'll have it with like a big green something. It's either kale or like string beans, or lately I'm really enjoying shishito peppers.
Never had one of those. I could put that on my
list. They're great. They're really great. They're so great.
I love green beans though, or string beans.
Yes.
You steam them?
Haricot vert. How do you say it?
I don't know.
I don't steam. I just throw everything into a pan with olive oil. I turn it on until it looks good. And then I cover it in salt, and then I shove it into my fucking neck.
That is so good.
Yeah.
And so that's lunch, 10 pounds of turkey with string beans in a pot.
Yes.
And salt, macaroni in a pot. Of salt.
Yeah. A lot of salt, some mustard. And then for dinner, I'll have something really similar. If I didn't finish it, I'll finish it. Or I'll have something similar. I'll work in like a prosciutto, perhaps. Maybe I'll bring the eggs back. I'll have a few more eggs at night. When I'm at home and I'm kind of like really like in the zone, we're doing dairy, gluten, and sugar free.
Oh my God. Now, what do you do for like a dessert, like a treat?
Oh, for a dessert, I go ham, as they say. I eat ham for dessert. That's my dessert. It's a honey ham. It's like a sweet. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I love dessert. It's my favorite.
Me too.
Every, few days or so, I pounce. It's like my full moon, and I find what I need and I go.
And what do you get? Like, what is a pounce? Whoa. What's like a dessert pounce for you?
Lately it's, Persian ice cream. Actually, not so lately, but that's my newest, most. There's a Persian ice cream place in, I think it's like Westwood by UCLA, called Saffron and Rose, and their ice cream, they've got floral flavors. It's like orange blossom, jasmine, lavender, rose. Oh my God! Yes.
You think I would like that though? Because I like Rocky Road, mint chocolate chip, pistachio.
Here's the thing: I like those too, but I'll tell you, these are also good. They're really sweet. They're really smooth. It's got this really gorgeous texture. It's incredible. But I love it all. Cake. I love any kind of sweet. There's very few sweets I don't like. But I am kind of a picky elitist about it, where I'm like, I do want the creme de la creme.
The creme brulee de la creme.
Yes. Although I don't love creme brulee. I don't need it.
No, you don't like the hard top? You crack it open?
It was fun when I was a kid. I felt like I was in Paris. But then after the novelty kind of wore off, I'm just like, I don't, like, what is it? Like, it's like pudding with like a hard shell.
It's a delicious
like,
pudding with a torch. That's so good. Do you like flan? Delish.
I do like flan. I don't like seek it out, but it's really nice. It's
so smooth.
And so
are you eating sugar-free desserts?
No, never, never, never. I would never dream of it.
Okay.
No, when it's dessert time, it is dessert time. Oh, and we're going to do it right.
Do you do an ice cream? Do you do a Jenny's salt and straw?
I'm not like crazy about salt and straw. Where do I go?
It's
like
weird flavors, the salt and straw.
What are they doing? I'm kind of a purist, you know, like same. I like, as someone who's like always looking at ingredients, like I like less is more. So when I read those like kind of concoctions, I'm like, there's a lot going on in there. I much prefer like there's a place called Carmella, and I haven't had it since I had it in the first place. It was a seasonal flavor called rosemary pine or rosemary pine nut. And it was a rosemary ice cream with pine nuts in it. Done. And it was so
Carmella's. I never even heard of it. Where is it?
There used to be one by the Grove, but it closed. So the only location now is in Glendale, and it's like deep in Glendale.
That's close
it's very
to us.
Far. Oh, you should go. It's really nice. It's really nice. They do like, you know, like honey lavender or like chai. Although something I learned this past fall, pumpkin ice cream is kind of trash. It is
really?
Not good.
Pumpkin
ice cream.
I love pumpkin anything.
You think that. Have pumpkin ice cream. It's like they didn't put the sugar in it.
Wait, I had a pumpkin
ice cream.
Right,
you put the pumpkin in it. Where's
McConnell's?
The sugar?
You know McConnell's?
I've had McConnell's.
Pumpkin ice cream at McConnell's was very good. It was called pumpkin pie, though.
Ooh, okay. So it had like graham cracker crust in it?
Yeah, it was good.
Was it sweet?
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like they're doing it right.
Did you ever go to Fossilman's ice cream?
I also just do want to say, we don't see enough pumpkin pies with graham cracker crust. Most pumpkin pies have a butter crust. Butter crust is fine. At best, it's fine. Give us a thick, thick, crumbly graham cracker. It always hits so much harder.
I agree 1,000%.
And also like pumpkin pie needs a little sweet something. Like if it's a whipped cream or an ice cream, like it's really good, but it is pretty neutral. And it's like most pumpkin pies, it's like, it's not hot. It's not cold. It's not crunchy, but it's also not that soft. It's not sweet, but it's not salty. I'm like, what? We got to pick a lane.
Pick
like
a
nothing
lane,
is happening
pie.
On this plate.
I love pumpkin pie so much. If you go to my Instagram, there is a story of me searching out a pumpkin pie in November of this past year because I couldn't find one. It was November 1st. No one had pumpkin pie. So I drove from Highland Park, where I live, to the House of Pies in Los Feliz, which is like 20 minutes.
And I mean, is it good?
It was good. No, it was good. I wanted.
Can I tell you something? I've been searching for pie here in LA.
What have
I
you
think
found?
I think there might be a good one downtown. I think it's called like Dough and Fat and Dough, or Dough and Butter, or Fat and Butter.
And dough.
Something like that. Like it's not like, like it's like two ingredients, you know?
Fat and dough.
Or something like that. And it looks like it might be good. I haven't had it, but there is a pie place in New York, and not to be all New York versus
here
LA.
Here we go.
But there is a pie place in Brooklyn called Petey's Cafe. Oh my God. They make a pie called a chess pie. Do you know what that is?
Of course. It's like black and white.
Well, kind of.
But
yeah.
I used to know what it is. I could see
it's basically like a brownie inside of a pie.
Yeah.
But the brownie, it's almost like a mousse brownie. It's like a raw brownie. Oh, it's like halfway between cooked and not baked. Oh my God. And they put salt on top. This fucking pie, the Petey's Cafe chocolate chess pie.
Cafe.
Oh my God.
Where is it, like, in Williamsburg?
No, it's in, I forget where. I want to say Bed-Stuy. It is so good. And it is a perfect example of like something unique and bold on the plate.
Wow.
Because you look at it and it doesn't look like it tastes that good. It literally just looks like a brownie,
but someone
put like a pie crust under it. And you're like, okay. When you break into it, you're like, holy shit.
Really?
The texture.
I wonder if they deliver Petey's Cafe.
They probably do. I think Gold Belly started delivering everything everywhere, which is like kind of annoying, but maybe it's not.
No, it's not. That's good.
I was listening to Bridger's podcast and he was talking to Fortune.
We don't need to plug, really.
Well, we're gonna plug Tom Cruise. They were talking about the Tom Cruise cake, and I want it.
Thing about the cup. First of all, I will get.
Did you have it?
Yes. First of all, here's what I want to tell you. A friend of mine gets one of those cakes every
year. Tom Cruise.
Not Tom Cruise, but another famous celebrity friend who did an episode of my podcast season one, who's named Rosie O'Donnell. She gets a Tom Cruise cake every year.
Wow. I got an undercut because of Rosie O'Donnell.
What do you mean? Oh, an under bob, you mean? What's an undercut? Yeah. What is that?
An undercut is when you shave only the back of your hair.
Yes. She used to have that forever. She would lift it up and be like, look, and you'd be like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She introduced me to that. She introduced the world to that.
Interesting. Yeah. But she gets a coconut cake every single year from him.
And it's good, right?
It's delicious. Well, I had a piece of fortunes. Coconut. By the way, I can get you a coconut cake. They're just $100. You can't not get them. They're in Woodland Hills.
Here's the thing. I tried, but it was Christmas. So they're all sold out.
I'll get you one. They're $100.
I'll Venmo you right now.
You don't have to Venmo me. The people are going to Venmo me at Jimmy Smagula, and they're going to go to my link tree. Oh my God. It's so disgusting. This podcast has just become, please pay me. It's horrible. Don't.
That's what every podcast. Listen, my favorite podcast, Poog. No offense to you or to Bridger.
Excuse me. This has gone off the rails. First of all, stop saying Bridger's name over and over again. I'm not just Bridger's boyfriend. I'm my own person.
You're the father of that dog.
Don't you dare. I will slam this laptop down. Don't you dare call her that dog. That is my daughter that I rescued.
Finish what you're saying.
From disaster. She was going to be destroyed, and she wasn't. She was at NKLA, which is No Kill Los Angeles shelter, where they keep the dogs forever, and it was gorgeous. They have skylights and huge. She was probably happier there than she's ever been here with us, but that's not that dog. That's my daughter. You obviously don't have the compassion in your heart to rescue an animal and put something before your own needs, but you should try it sometime, Jared Goldstein.
Well, look, I fostered a dog, not in the pandemic, years ago. I fostered a dog, and it was the weirdest dog I ever met in my life, and it had fleas.
Well, you just give it some Comfortis or some flea, get a collar for it. You go to the Petco. I mean, you can go to...
This dog put me through the goddamn ringer. Through the ringer. You put it in the kennel, it turned into a bat. Screaming, ripping, wings, blood. And then when I would walk with it, it was a wiry little dog that was so anxious and needed to be on you, physically on you. But what that meant was when you're walking, you would pick the dog up. The dog would be so like, it would run up your shoulders. And then where the dog wanted to be, 2 feet on the left shoulder, 2 feet on the right shoulder, head next to your head, which was very cute if that was the only quirk of the dog, because you literally walk around. It looks like a monkey. It looks like you're walking around with a monkey. That's what the dog wanted.
How did you finally find someone to take the dog out of your hands?
I didn't. Basically, I foster it for 3 days. That's the rule, 3 days. I bring it home. It is losing its mind. And also the whole time, not only is it, it's very difficult to be around. It screams whenever I'm not right next to it. It has to be physically on me at all times. I'm also itching the whole time. I'm itching. And I know it's in my head. I'm like, you're just in your head. Like, this is just like this dog. You're freaking out. You're itching. Day two and a half. I'm like, finally, like, mellowing. I'm understanding the dog. I went to the bank. It stood on my shoulders. I was like, what the fuck? This is crazy. I bring the dog. I'm sitting on this very couch. And I'm like, literally thinking to myself, like, okay, this isn't so bad. We're kind of getting somewhere. And then I look at its little stomach and I see, doot,
oh, fleas,
doot,
oh,
the fleas. And I go, this whole fucking time, I'm going, Jared, relax. It's in your head. You're not itching. The dog had freaking fleas. And now I have fleas, and I'm like, I'm not equipped.
The flea medication, and then all the fleas die and everything it touches dies. So if you get the flea medication, everything would have died. That's all you would have had to do. You could have solved that problem in 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes?
You poor thing. You don't know how to get the coconut cake. You don't know how to take care of a dog with fleas. You need a lot of help.
I do. Send help. Send Jared, coconut cake.
I'm going to get you a coconut cake.
I would love that.
You might have to pay for half of it because it's expensive.
I don't care. I'll pay for all of it.
I'm just kidding. But $100 for a cake is expensive, but it was delicious.
White chocolate and coconut. That sounds... so good.
Yeah, it's so delicious.
I love white chocolate. White chocolate is an unsung hero. Although actually, it's being more sung these days. I think it's like becoming like mode or whatever.
Yes. I love white chocolate.
The white chocolate macadamia nut cookie from Milk Jar.
They just closed Forever Milk.
No, they didn't.
On Beverly.
Oh, Milk? No, I mean Milk Jar.
What's
not
that,
Milk
Jar?
Milk Jar is a cookie place like on like Wilshire, I want to say.
I'm too old. I don't know any of
these. No, you
got to
order it or go get it. No, it's. I mean, it is kind of trendy. It's like an industry place. Like I didn't know that. I only just found it through just like Googling. But I told a friend about it and that I had Milk Jar cookies. And she goes, "Ooh, who sent that to you?" And I was like, "No, I just ordered it." And she goes, "Oh, that's a very industry cookie. Like, you know, managers, agents, et cetera, production company. They like to send Milk Jar cookies." Because the woman who owns it like used to work at WME or something. So she like already had like an in, but that aside, like the cookies themselves are so good. Specifically, the white chocolate macadamia nut cookie is out of this fucking world.
I love white chocolate. Nobody likes white chocolate, but I do. And you do.
It's good. We like it. And Tom Cruise likes it.
Well, he likes that coconut. Do we know if he eats the coconut cake though? Or does he just send it out?
He's eating that cake.
Maybe he'll send one to Fortune. She deserves it. Fortune Feimster. I want to have her on the podcast too. I love Fortune Feimster. She deserves a coconut cake.
She does. She has also, she has a new address and I'll send it to you.
Send it to me? Why?
That was like a joke about like, I'm going to send you my address.
Oh, I get it.
It wasn't, I mean, like I went in sort of half-hearted. I was like, this probably won't land.
But I'm a little, things go, you know.
Look, I wasn't going to say it. But well, you since you have. That.
Thanks for coming on the podcast.
This has been my pleasure.
The wheatgrass was
boyfriend.
Not bad. I'm shocked. I fully prepared to like.
Did you just hear me?
No. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said my pleasure, Bridger's boyfriend.
Oh my God. This is such a nightmare. It's so sad. You know, when I was in New York, I was a star, Jared. I was on Broadway.
Hey, you and me both.
I know.
You and
we
me
were
both.
Stars. And now I'm just Bridger's
Look
boyfriend.
Look at us now.
Now I'm Bridger's boyfriend. The podcast king. I'm his boyfriend.
Sick of him.
That's it. It's going to change. The whole table's going to flip. You'll see.
Okay.
Jared Goldstein, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. This was a joy. I'm glad that you are on your wheatgrass shot journey.
It was good.
It's time to talk to Lois, my mom from Jersey. Can she get on Zoom?
No, thank you.
Here comes Lois. Here comes Lois.
Okay. I hit the wrong, something wrong.
What did you hit?
I hit, I don't know.
The wrong button?
The wrong button, but it's okay now.
Oh, good. Well, welcome to the program, Mom.
Thank you, son.
How's it going? Your bangs look wonderful. Now you have some kind of a different hairstyle this week.
Yep. Yes, I have it all going down.
All going
down. For a while. Coming down, like with bangs.
Coming down, like with bangs.
I wanted to look like Tamara Hall.
Okay. Well, does she have all bangs, Tamara Hall?
Yes. Yes.
Is that her name, Tamara Hall?
Yes.
Oh. You watch
her? She has her own talk show.
You watch it in the morning?
No, she's on in the afternoon. Oh. I don't watch her, but I see her. And I see her, advertising the show and stuff. And I liked her hair.
Oh, but you don't really like her.
Well, I don't really know her. I don't watch her show, but
why don't you watch
Well,
it?
She used to be on Channel 4.
She used to be on the Today Show, right?
Yeah, right. Channel 4. And then they got rid of her. And I think she went to Chicago and she got married. She had a baby and she got her own show.
Wow. You know a lot about her for somebody who doesn't even watch her show. And now you're trying to look like her.
Well, I could never look like her. She's beautiful.
Oh, you're beautiful, Mom.
Oh, right.
How's it going? It's a beautiful day there. It's like 90 degrees here in Los Angeles.
The only thing it was so windy out. It was terrible. But, I mean, it was hot, but it was windy.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Now, we might get some snow tomorrow, like maybe an inch.
Oh, my God. And it's 60 degrees there today.
I know. And tomorrow it's going to be 29 or 30 or something.
Well, it's always like that. On the East Coast, the weather is crazy.
I know.
It's wild. But you lived there your whole life, so you got to be used to it.
I know. So what did you eat, son?
Oh, this week. All right. This week with Jared Goldstein, very, very funny guy, funny comedian, we had wheatgrass shot.
What is wheatgrass? What is it? Wheatgrass, what? Shot?
Yes, a shot of wheatgrass.
Oh, wheatgrass. Oh.
Do you know what that
is? I like wheat beer.
No, 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 no. This is wheatgrass. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like a health. It's like a healthy thing. And I had to go to three different stores out here to get it. And I finally found it. And it's not expensive. It's a little shot. And it's, they literally pull, you know, wheatgrass, the plant, the grass.
Yeah.
They have it in a square, the grass, and they just pull the grass out and they put it in this special machine and make a juice out of it. A little shot of juice. It's supposed to be very, very good for you. And you drink it. Now, you think you would like that?
I don't know. I have no, I like wheat bread. I like, you know, I like things made of wheat.
Yeah, but this is not wheat. This is not wheat. There's no wheat. I know. This is grass. Now, do you like the smell of grass, like a freshly cut lawn or?
No, it makes me sneeze.
Okay.
It makes me sneeze.
I didn't think I was going to like it either. And you'd be shocked. It was so good. It's very sweet.
But what does it taste like?
It tastes like sweet, but it tastes like grass, but it's sweet. It's very, very green. Very green. You know, yeah. It literally, there's nothing else in it except from whatever juice they get out of this, the blades of wheatgrass. But it's green. It's not wheat. It's not wheat like you're thinking of wheat, like on a farm.
It's green grass. It's green.
Now, do you ever do any healthy? Did you ever do any kind of a health kick? Or do you try to eat certain healthy things or you don't care?
I don't care. At my age, I couldn't care. Just eat.
But what about when you were younger? You never cared about like trying to eat vegetables or nothing?
No.
Isn't that something?
No, I never tried any health kicks or whatever.
Never? You never had any kind of really?
Or go on any kind of diets, you know?
That is amazing.
Never did.
Because you think of all the different health things, you know, supplements. Do you take vitamins?
Oh, yes, I do take vitamins.
You took them your whole life or just recently?
No, I took them. I think we started taking them after we got married. Oh, I never took vitamins before that.
That's 50 years ago.
I know. Wasn't it 20? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yes, Mom, we just had your 50th anniversary
party. Yes, I'm saying yes.
You don't have
to
do the math. Yes. We just had the party for 50.
Yes.
Yeah. What would you take? Like a multivitamin?
Yeah, multivitamin, a C and a D.
Wow. Well, that's
good. And a multivitamin.
I take a multivitamin. That's it. Along with my other medications for diabetes.
You and me both, son. That's because we never went
on any kind of diet. Exactly. Right. We just had too much sugar and too much cake. But diabetes is genetic. You know, I'm surprised your parents, nobody had it.
Yeah, my father had it. My grandfather had it.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And my father's sisters had it. Oh. One sister. Yeah. No one had it on my mother's side.
But you might like the wheatgrass. Do you eat a lot of green things?
I love like broccoli, string beans, green lettuce, salad.
Yeah.
I like all that
asparagus
stuff.
Asparagus, do you like?
No.
No?
I don't like asparagus and I don't like Brussels sprouts and I don't like any of that.
When's the last time you had Brussels sprouts? I know we already did Brussels sprouts last season, they're so good. When's the last time you had them?
I tried them. I never ate them. I mean, I don't know.
You tried them, but you never ate them? What are you saying?
I mean, I tried them, but I didn't like them.
I mean, doing a podcast with a 75-year-old at the end of their day.
You're lucky I understand.
Sentences with a, you know, a noun, a verb, and an adjective.
Oh.
Man, last week you said Caffrine Fee.
No, I did.
Mom, listen back to it. It's been released, the Lauren Adams with dates. And you said, Caffrine Fee.
Well, I meant free.
I know what you meant. But so green things, asparagus, no. But string beans you enjoy.
Yeah, I like string beans. I like, you know, all kinds of lettuces.
Now, string beans is green beans. That's the same thing. Right?
Yeah,
just call them string beans.
And I like I love broccoli. That's like my favorite.
Oh, I can't stand broccoli.
Oh, it's so good.
What do you put on it? Nothing?
No, salt, pepper. You could put a little oil, olive oil, or you put it on top of macaronis. You could saute it.
Ooh.
But it's delicious.
I think if you made Brussels sprouts with garlic and cheese and you fry them up a little bit in olive oil, they're so good. You'd love them. I love them.
Good. Next time you go out and eat, get them.
Well, a lot of places don't have them.
I know.
Have you been going out to eat or not so much?
No, I have not gone out because of the pandemic. I've not gone out. Where would you want to go? But I don't know, probably Roma or Jolone's or somewhere.
Do you ever go out for anything other than Italian food?
No, but I'll order like filet of flounder or something. You don't have to order Italian food. You can order something else.
Yeah, we went out and I got chicken with garlic and pasta in oil. It was good.
Yeah.
But usually just go out for Italian food.
Usually just Italian.
Yeah, there's not a lot of greens in Italian food.
No.
No, but I like this wheatgrass. It was sweet. He said it was, or my guest Jared, he said it was going to be sweet, and it was.
But I never heard of it. And like you said, it's not popular because you couldn't even find it.
Well, you have to go to a health food store.
Food store, yeah.
You know, or a place that has juices, like a juice store. But I went to I went to Jamba Juice. Have you ever been to Jamba Juice?
No.
Do you know what it is?
They make all kinds of health juices and things.
I don't know if they're health. Some of them are like smoothies, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
With fruit, but they didn't have it. And I went to this other fancy place called Creation with a K, K-R, Creation. I said, do you have a wheatgrass shot? And the person working there looked at me like I asked her for a sausage and pepper sandwich. I was like, it's a wheatgrass shot. You're in a juice place. So they didn't have it. I went to a different place.
And you found it.
It was delicious. Yeah, it was sweet.
Yeah, it must be if it's sweet.
But I think it's very good for you I don't know. Who knows? You don't eat anything green and you're 75 and you're still kicking.
Yeah. Well, you know, I eat things green, but.
Well, broccoli.
Oh, spinach. I love spinach.
How do you
too.
Make spinach?
Same way. You can. Sometimes I just put salt and pepper and a little garlic powder on it or delicious.
How about kale?
No, that's too bitter.
Yeah, I don't like it either. I like asparagus. I like green beans and Brussels sprouts. That's pretty. And peas, but I think peas are full of starch.
Yeah, Rhody, that's her favorite. She'll eat a whole thing full.
Do you like pea soup? You ever have a pea split pea
soup?
No, but
I like peas.
Yeah, they're very good. But
yeah,
they're
like
starchy. I don't think they're that good for you, peas. I think they might be the least good green thing you can eat as a pea.
Oh, really?
I think so.
But I like them.
And you could have snap peas that are still in the pod, and they're even good, too, cold.
Yeah. I think that's what the kids like.
Peas?
What is it called?
Edamame.
They love that. Was the close. Kids. The kids love them.
Edamame.
Yeah.
Interesting. I've never had that, edamame.
Well, they eat it all the time, and
they
love it.
Did you ever taste it?
No.
Why don't you taste it?
I know. I was good. They had him here. They ordered out, and they love them. They ate so many.
You know, we should put on Patreon you eating edamame with the kids for the first time and see if you like it. A video.
Yeah. Someday.
Someday. That would be fun. Well, what are you going to do tonight? Big Saturday night? There?
Probably nothing. No. There's nothing. Nothing to do.
What are you going to do for the Super Bowl tomorrow? Anything?
Oh, Daddy bought a whole pile of mozzarella sticks and the little hot dogs.
Oh, wow.
We'll have a party. But it doesn't go on till like 6:30.
Well, who's coming over?
Nobody.
Oh, well, that's nice. You and Daddy will have a party?
Yeah.
Great. That's nice.
That'll be it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, you know, in L.A. Rams are playing. We're L.A. people.
I know. But I want Cincinnati.
Why?
Because they never won. And so I always liked the underdogs.
I know. I remember when they were playing Kansas City, you said you liked Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always, no matter what, I root for the underdogs.
And who's on the halftime show?
Oh, but I know Snoop Dogg, but I don't know who else. The whole, like, it's about five people. It's not just one or two.
Right. Now, have you ever heard any of Snoop Dogg's songs before?
No.
No, not
one. I probably did, but I don't know it was him or whatever.
You think you did?
No, I don't know. I said probably not.
Oh, no, but you said you think you probably heard one of his songs.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe
don't
on
know.
The radio.
I don't listen. Yeah, on the radio, but I don't pay attention to who's singing it.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. Well, there's so many people. It's hard to keep them all straight.
I know. Half of them I never heard of.
No, I didn't hear of them either. The Grammys, and I don't even know who that is. You get old fast. Like, that's part of getting old, is that you just start to go like, who?
I know. I just remember the people who were popular in my day.
Who was popular in your day that you remember?
Singers? Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of groups. It was all the Beatles.
The Beatles, of course. Did you ever go see the Beatles?
No.
But you saw Elvis.
Yeah, I saw Elvis, my favorite.
Where did you see him? In Vegas?
Yeah, in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. That is incredible.
He was great.
Did you have good seats?
Pretty good. Not really.
How much were the tickets? Do you remember?
Oh, I have no idea. No idea.
What year are we talking here?
Maybe 72, 70. Like I said, what? Maybe 73, 74.
Wow.
After I was married.
Isn't that incredible that you saw Elvis live?
Oh, it was so good because he was our favorite.
Yeah. Who else do you remember?
Jay and the Americans. I saw.
Yeah, I heard of them, but I don't know.
Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli, of course.
I saw him not that last year. I loved. Oh, I saw Barry Manilow.
Oh, Barry. Well, you just saw Barry Manilow.
No, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, that's more recent than Elvis.
Yeah.
I remember you said to me, 2.5 hours and he didn't take a sip of water.
Oh, he was great. Well, I have his album, so like I knew all his songs, you know. Yeah. I don't remember who else I saw in person. Oh, Kenny Rogers.
Oh, the lady, you're my knight in shining armor.
Yeah,
and
Kenny Rogers at the arena. Yeah.
And Neil Diamond, we saw. That was my first concert ever.
I took you. Yep.
He was great. Well, all right, Mom, that's about it. I don't have anything else to report here. Everything here is good.
All right, great. And don't forget, stay safe.
All right, Mom, we'll see you next time.
Okay, have a good night.
The Baby Mouth theme song is performed by me and was written by me and Jesse Vargas. Jesse also orchestrated, recorded, and mixed the song. The Baby Mouth artwork was created by Tim Quartier. You can follow the Baby Mouth podcast on Instagram and Twitter at Baby Mouth Pod. Tell me about your own personal food nightmare. Have you ever been forced to eat something horrible at a fancy party or on a first date? Is there a food you're afraid to try? I want to know all about your scary food experiences. Email me at babymouthpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to listen and subscribe to Baby Mouth wherever you get your podcasts. And please, don't forget to leave a review. Baby Mouth!